Well, I've got to go back a bit into history, and it's a good thing that yesterday was All Saints Day, because we remember, do you know what a saint is? A saint is not a very special person. A saint is somebody who loves God and walks with God, and God, and he, that's what a saint is. And I want to go right back to a saint with a name called Enoch. I wonder if you remember Enoch, don't you? And do you remember what was said about Enoch? The one, that's very important, yes. And the one thing that we remember about Enoch is that he was a friend of God and he walked with God. So Enoch, who lived many, many years ago, was one who walked with God. And we don't know much more about him, but he was a friend and of God, and he walked with him. Now, Enoch had a son. Do you know who his son was? Methuselah. That's a funny long name, isn't it? And all we know about is he lived a very long time. And Methuselah had a grandson.
Noah.
We haven't quite got to him yet, but you're too quick, aren't you? But the great grandson of Enoch was, as you said, Noah. And you all learnt about Noah recently, didn't you? And what did Noah do? He built an ark, and he floated away. He was safe, wasn't he, when all the others died. It's sad. But you know, all the others were his brothers and sisters, and his aunties and his cousins, and his distant cousins, and the relatives of his great-great-great-great-great-grand uncle. And his sons, and their wives and their families were in the ark. And all the others weren't, they were drowned. Do you know?
What about his sons' wives and his
wife? Oh, that gets complicated. Yes, there were a lot of them. But the important thing is that Enoch was a man who knew the right thing to do. He walked, he lived with God, didn't he? And he walked with God. And when we get to Noah was another man who walked with God, and he was... But the sad thing about this story is that all the other people had stopped walking with God, and they had decided not to walk with God anymore. They just decided to do their own thing. And they decided not to be good people anymore. They just wanted to live their own lives and do their own thing. And that's why they had trouble. So when we get to Noah, what happened to him? He had how many sons?
Three.
And who remembers their names?
Ham.
You're too clever, aren't you? Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And they had 16 grandchildren, grandsons. They didn't count the daughters. That was rather unfair. There were the male chauvinist historians only recorded the sons. But there were 16 of them, and there were many great-grandchildren, and eventually there were so many who lived on the side of the mountain where the ark came down on the mountain side called Mount Ararat, and they found that the grapes grew very well there, which was rather a problem to Noah later on. But eventually there were so many of them living on the mountainside, there weren't enough grapes for them all, so they moved down into the valley. There was a wonderful valley where the water had gone away, and had left thick, thick mud. So thick, the clever people who dig down and find all the ancient cities had dug down and found there's a lot of mud there. And this mud was full of good, rich soil, which made things grow. So they all moved to this big plain where they found vegetables grew wonderfully. And they started to build their houses there. Up in the mountain, they had lots of rocks. The rocks, you know, on the side of mountains, and so they built their houses quite easily there. But when they got to the plain, there weren't any rocks. They'd all been covered over by mud. And so they started to think, well, how can we build houses with mud? So they probably started building them with great big mud bricks, and they found they didn't last very well, particularly when it rained. So they learned some technology, and they learned how to burn the bricks. And they burnt the bricks until they became very hard. And then they found they could build nice houses, And they got so involved, they built beautiful houses for themselves, and they built a city. They probably put a wall around it so that they wouldn't be attacked by other people. And then they thought, well, we've got a lot of bricks left over. What are we going to do with them? And then they thought, well, why don't we build a skyscraper? And I thought I would try and build a skyscraper this morning because it'll give us something to do. And try and... I didn't know what sort of skyscraper they'd build, so I found an old children's Bible here. And it has a picture, you can't see it very well, but a funny sort of tall building here. It looks like a cross between a corkscrew and the Leaning Tower of Pisa. But I'm not sure if that's the kind of building they built, because the ones that they've dug up in this part called Mesopotamia, which is where Iraq, who knows about Iraq? Well, that's where it was in that part of the geography. And they built things called... Now, that's a complicated word, isn't it? Now, I've got a few things to try and build a ziggurat here. So, if you'll bear with me while I try and... I may need some help here. But let's see how we can build a ziggurat. I tried this before. You know, last time I had one built before, you know, and brought it in, but this time it all fell down, so we'll have to build it while we wait. Okay, so I've got a nice stand to start with, and here goes the first layer. Do you think that's going to be all right? Don't push it too hard, it might all fall on your head. So let's quickly build another layer, and... There we go. Would you like... I don't know. It's going to be too tall for some of you to do this, isn't it?
I'll be able to do it.
Would you like to help me? Come on, then. If you're very careful, you could build...
Okay.
There we are. You build some more for me there. Don't throw it over that one. Let's get it out of the way, shall we? Shall we put it up like... We'll build it like this. It's going to be too tall for you, isn't it?
I like building.
You do. Now, I've got to try and remember how I did this. I think we build three like that.
Okay.
And three like that. And we're getting there now. Here we go. There we go. Now we're going to go another floor, but you see they get smaller and smaller. That's what a ziggurat does. And we're going to have a square one now. A square one like... I don't think this is my forte somehow. There we are. Oh, be there now. There we are. We'll do that, and there's a square one on there. We needn't go too far, need we? Okay. How are we going? How are we doing now?
Fine.
Fine? Can you reach there now? I'm not sure you can. I think we may abandon things at this point. All right, you put your two on like this. There we go. So we've got to the... How far have we got? Very high?
Yeah.
Do you think it'll reach to heaven? Do you think it'll reach to heaven?
I think it did.
It goes quite high, but there's a long way to go to heaven yet, isn't there? When we were in an aeroplane on Tuesday, we were coming from Italy, from Rome. We flew over England and it was so clear in the sun, we could look down and all the buildings looked like little tiny buildings because we were looking from the top. And in our story, we heard that God looked down at this wonderful big tower they'd built. And he said, what a pathetic little tower. They think they can get right up to heaven and it's just a pathetic tower. You get smaller and smaller, you can't go any higher, can you? And so, that's what happened in our story, that God looked down and saw that all these people were trying to build a tower to get right up to heaven. And what is this all trying to tell us? And that's the difficult part of the story. But I think it's telling us that if we think we can live without walking with God, like Enoch did, then we have a lot of trouble, and that's what happened to these people. they all got into a lot of trouble, and they all started fighting with each other, and they started disagreeing how to build this thing, and God, we're told, came down and confused them all, and they started talking different languages, and eventually they all scattered, and there was a disaster. And so, one of the things, I want to leave one message with you today, and it's going to be written, it's written on here, so the grown-ups can read it. And I want, it's a verse that comes from the letter that Paul wrote, and it says, remember, it was by grace that you are saved, it was nothing you could or did achieve, it was God's gift, no one can pride himself that he has earned the love of God. You see, I think these people thought that if they were very clever, and if they could build a tower right up to God, the God would be very pleased with them. But there's nothing we can do that makes God pleased with us. God loves us whether we try and be very good or not. And that's going to be my last point, except we're now going to... I want Jane, wherever she's got to come and read us another short passage from the Bible, because, you see, God had a lot of trouble speaking to all these people who were speaking different languages, and so he tried through Moses, through all the prophets, and through many different ways he tried to talk to people again in the language that they could understand. Now, Jane, if you could read what Hebrews tells us.
These are three verses from the very beginning of the book of Hebrews. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
Thank you, Jane. Now, Jane and I are going to try and sing the next one, and all of you are going to join in, and then all the orchestra are going to join in the second time. So, the first time, the next thing we're going to sing is on your sheet, and you're going to give us the actions. And the first time we're going to sing God's love is very wonderful. And the second time round, remember that God came down, he loved us so much that he had to come down and show his love to us. Some of you, when your daddy comes home, what does he do to you?
Nothing.
Does he not? Oh dear, I'm sorry. But my daddy used to give me a great big hug. And he didn't have to say any words, but I knew that when he hugged me, that meant that he loved me.
Girl.
And God sent Jesus. God sent Jesus to show that he loved us very much. And that's why we're going to sing this next song.